Okay. And you might eat with a knife, a fork, and a
spoon.
And you put flowers in a pretty
vases.
After you've eaten the meal, you're finished, the wife says, well, I guess I'd better
clear the table
and
wash the dishes and put them away.
Before she puts them away, she's got to do what to them?
Got to wash them and rinse them and dry them.
And she wrenches?
Oh, yeah.
What would you say? She, to run water over them, get soap off, you might say she, the dishes. She wrenches?
Wrenches the dishes.
And then after she does that, they're wet. You've got to
dry them.
What do you dry them with?
Tea towel.
And what do you wash them with?
Wash rags. Washing dish rag, Mom says.
Washing dish rag? Is she a native of this area too?
Oh, yeah.
Well, she calls it that, then I'll write it down. Might as well, characteristic. And you dry yourself, if you wash your face, you dry yourself.
Towel.
Like, again?
Hand towel, bath towel.
And you want a drink, you go to the sink and turn on the
faucet.
And
we went to the back porch and carried the water in the bucket.
That's right. if you had a barrel of cider and you wanted a drink of that, you turn on the barrel.
The spigot. But you don't drink very much vinegar.
Did I say vinegar? Cider, if I said vinegar.
Well, I thought you did say cider. Maybe you did say vinegar.
No, I hope we don't drink vinegar. Right? what about outside the house? You hook up the hose to the
faucet. We didn't have them in 1891.
I guess not. Now you said on we're back to the cider again. The spigot is on the the faucet is in the sink, isn't it?
The faucet and the sink.
But the spigot is on the
on the head of the vinegar barrel.
Okay. And you want to pour some liquid in a bottle. You'd better get a...
Use a funnel.
And you want your horse to go faster, you use your...
Shillelagh.
Did you say that?
Buggy whip.
What was that last one? A buggy...
Buggy whip.
Okay. How about the oxen? You ever have ox teams?
Ox teams were not in our part of the country. Well, at least I didn't know, don't remember of
so
them.
So you wouldn't know what kind of a thing you'd make to go there?
A yoke. Yoke of oxen.
And what if you had two of these? You see, yoke is two.
That's right.
Two animals.
They.
Suppose you had two yoke. Would you say?
You'd have four. Four oxen.
Or two.
One yoke of oxen.
Or what about